请你为我们一起祷告。
Brothers, sisters, let us pray.
天父，我们来到你面前，让我们存着一个谦卑的心。
Our Heavenly Father, before we come to you, please give us a humble heart.
我每次来到你的话语的时候，来听你的话语的时候。
Every time when we come to listen to your word.
让我们知道你是那位圣洁公义的神。
Help us to understand that you are that holy and righteous God.
我们在每天的生活当中，真的是没有一天不证明我们是违反了你的道。
In our daily life, not one day that we are not a sinner and disobeyed you.
违反了你的律法。
Disobeyed your law.
但是我们感谢你。
But we thank you.
你知道我们的软弱。
You know our weakness.
你拯救了我们。
You have saved us.
借着耶稣基督成全的律法。
Through Jesus Christ, you accomplished the law.
你差遣圣灵到我们心里。
And you also send the Holy Spirit in our heart.
你把你的话语、你的律法放在我们的心里面。
You have written your law, your words in our heart.
让我们的心先被改变。
So that our heart can be transformed.
我们继续的来到你的面前。
Lord, we continue to come before you.
在我们里面做改变生命的工作。
Please do that transforming work in our heart.
改变我们的心思意念。
Change our thought and our mind.
改变我们的心态。
Change our heart.
改变我们的行为。
Change our actions.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们上个月在这里讲到马太福音第五章十七节到二十节。
Last month, I have taught the book of Matthew from chapter 5, 21 to 25.
十七节到二十节。
Oh, 17 to 20.
我们讲到尊重神的律法。
And we have taught that we need to obey God's law.
那么这个律法呢，是神借着摩西所颁布给以色列人。
And this law is the God gave to the Israelites through Moses.
一个月时间蛮长的啊。
And it's a long time for a month.
我不知道你们还记不记得。
I don't know if you still remember.
不过神的话是永远在的。
But God's word never changes.
我们上次谈到这个事情的时候，主耶稣告诉我们说，他来的目的不是要废掉神所颁布的律法。
We talked about that when Jesus comes to this world, he's not abolished the law. He comes to accomplish the law. Jesus didn't come to abolish the law that published by Moses. Because that law is coming from God. There's several reasons for that.
第一个，因为那个律法是神借着摩西颁布的。
Because that law is God Himself through Moses gave to Israelites.
是善的。
The law is good.
是代表神。
The law represents God.
神是不会改变。
God never changes.
所以他的标准也是一样的。
So His standards always the same.
他律法都是一样的。
His law always same.
第二个，那么神的律法是指向基督的。
And another meaning is the law points us to Jesus Christ.
那么主耶稣在跟他的门徒讲的时候，他说律法和先知都是指着我来的。
And when Jesus taught his disciples, he mentioned to them the law and all the prophets are pointing to him.
希伯来书那边讲的更清楚。
And in Hebrews, Hebrews is very clear.
Okay, 所以我们了解。那么第三，摩西颁布律法时是写在石板上面。
And the third meaning that when Moses gave this law to Israelites, he has written this on the stone tablet.
那么神要人遵守。
God wants people to obey this law.
一切都要人遵守。
He indeed wants people to obey.
但是因为人是罪人。
But because people are sinners,
律法对他们没有起作用。
The law has no power on them.
神在耶利米书第三十一章三十三节到三十三节那边，三十一节到三十那三十三节那边，他就告诉我们说，神要跟以色列人立一个新的约。
In the book of Jeremiah, God promised the Israelites that He will give establish a new covenant with his people.
神要用他自己的方法把律法写在人的心里面。
God will use his own way to write his law in people's hearts.
如果我们想到在当时的那些人，他们可能没有办法明白。
Well, we can think about this. In the old days, people probably don't understand, totally understand this.
我以前也不明白为什么我是怎么把律法写在人的心里面。
I didn't understand before either how God written the law in people's hearts.
后来我才知道这是圣灵的工作。
Then later I understood that it is the Holy Spirit's work.
是心的改变。
It's the change of the heart.
不是外面的
not the change outward
也不是表面的
it's not the change only happened in the surface
不是表面上做出来的改变
not the change that we can do in our outward
那我们真的是看见圣灵来了就成就了这件事情
and we can see that since the Holy Spirit came and the Holy Spirit accomplished all this
那么今天我们从马太福音从第二十一节我们先要看到第二十六节
Today we will read from Matthew chapter 5 verse 21 to 26.
那么其实从21节一直到第48节啊，其实可以说是一个大的段落。
Actually from verse 21 to verse 48 is a big paragraph.
其实就是主耶稣要让人看见律法写在心里是什么意思。
And Jesus here is trying to teach us that what is the meaning that the law written in our hearts.
在这段经文里面，我们看见有一句话，或者是类似的话，一直重复。
And in these passages, we can see there's a certain sentence, repeated again and again.
重复了六次。
There's repeated six times.
这是在第二十一节、二十七节、三十一节、三十三节、三十八节、四十三节，我们都可以看到。
And you can see from verse 21, 27, 31, 35.
33节还有38节还有43节。
And also 33 and 38 and 43.
这句话怎么讲呢？他说你们听见有吩咐古人的话说。
And the sentence says, you have heard that it was said.
或者是说你们听见有话说。
Or in another word, you have heard this thing.
然后他又说又有话说。
And then he said it again.
然后他又说又听见。
And then he said you have heard.
然后他说你们听见。这就是他一直重复的。
And he's repeated and you heard this again and again.
兄弟姐妹，主耶稣如果或者是说圣经上如果那个话一直重复，你就晓得那个话是很重要的。
Brothers and sisters, if you read the Bible and you see certain sentences repeated itself many times, that you know is very important.
就像小孩子啊，我们给小孩管教小孩子也是这样子，对不对
？And it's just like when we teach our children, we repeat certain things.
我们中间有很多小孩子啊。
Among us, there's a lot of children here.
你们常常也发现你们的父母亲一直重复，一直重复，一直重复，是不是啊？
You often found that your parents repeat certain things.
你心里面的感觉是怎么样
？What is in your thinking？
对不对？你就会说 ，Mom， 是不是啊
？You might say, Mom。
哎，很不耐烦呢、啊。
And you probably will be so impatient.
那么圣经里面很多时候神就是这样一直重复，一直重复。
And in Bible that we can see God always repeat Himself.
但是这个重复后面有一句话重复的更重要。
And after all this repetition, that you will see another very important repetition.
那句话就是他说，只是我告诉你们。
And only that I have told you.
这些话耶稣要说的是什么呢
？What is the things that Jesus wants to tell us.
他前面说你们听见有话说又有话说又听见等等等等这些他是要让他们知道那么那些过去那些拉比还有那些律法师那些法利赛人他们所定下来的一些所谓人的律法。
And Jesus by through saying that I tell you that is teaching us that through the old days, the rabbi and the Pharisees and all those teachers that taught the Israelites.
就是他们所去造成人的传统所定下来的。
And they have according to the human's custom.
然后接下去主耶稣就告诉他们，只是我告诉你们，所以主耶稣不赞成他们前面所说的那些话。
And when Jesus said, but I tell you, that gave us the meaning that Jesus not agree with all those traditions. Because whatever they said is not according to Moses. It's not the original law that Moses gave to the Israelites according to God's
我们在21节，他说你们听见有吩咐古人的话，说不可杀人，然后又说凡杀人的难免受审判。
Verse 21 said, you have heard that it was said to the people long ago, do not murder, and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment.
弟兄姐妹，我们一定要注意这个，如果照着这个马太福音的记载的话。 主耶稣他的反应的话，我们知道他讲的不是十诫的第六节。
And if you read it carefully, we know that when Jesus is teaching here, he's not talking about the sixth commandment in the ten commandments.
因为他说杀人的难免受审判。
And here it says, if you murder, you will be subject to judgment.
这是指的以色列人他们的法庭所判决的结果。
This is the decision that the Israelite council gave to people who commit murder.
在旧约里面，的确确有提到杀人偿命的事情。
In the Old Testament, there is a law that says that if you murder, then you will be subject to judgment.
那么他也提到犯了其他的法的时候，应该要受到死刑。
And he also mentioned that there's other crimes that you could get the capital punishment. For example, the adultery. And whoever commits adultery will be stoned to death. And like things like this.
那目的是什么？目的是为了维护社会上的秩序。
What is the purpose for that? It is for the safety of the society.
那我们从旧约里面来看，我们知道是神为了要维护以色列整个民族的圣洁。
In the Old Testament, we can see that in order to provide a safe environment for the Israelites to live.
还有就是让他们能够继续的生存下去。
So that they can continue to live a peaceful life.
在万族当中能够存活。
So that they can live among all the nations.
所以在当时，如果有人拜偶像，
so that in the old days, if a person commit idolatry,
其实照着旧约的律法，他是应该被打死的。
According to the old commandment, that they will be stoned to death.
就好像在约翰福音第八章里面记载了一个淫妇被抓到。
And in the book of John, chapter 8, there's a story recorded there that an adulterous woman was caught.
那么那些人就说，这个人应该被打死的。And
all the people said there that says that this woman should be put to death.
但是主耶稣问他们一个问题。But
Jesus asked them a question.
他说你们中间有哪一个人是没有罪的，你就可以用石头，先用石头把他打死。
And Jesus said, among you, whoever is not has not committed a sin, you can throw the first stone to this woman.
那么在马太福音第15章那边，
And in Matthew chapter 15,
这些以色列人，这些这个新译本翻译称他们叫做经学家。
And those the new Bible translation called those Israelites Bible scholars.
那么主责备他们，他说他们是以人的传统废掉了神的诫命。And
Jesus rebuked them. They established the human tradition, but they abolished God's law.
他们是用嘴唇尊敬神。They
used their lips to respect God.
但是心却远离了神。
But their heart is far away from God.
他们的敬拜可能完全没有意义。
And their worship is meaningless.
从约翰福音第八章主耶稣对那些经学家法利赛人所说的话我们就知道。
And in the book of John, chapter 8, when Jesus talked to those Pharisees, those Bible scholars that we can learn. The reason they established all those traditions in order to show others that they can do certain things.
他们找一些自己能做到的事情来定成来解释摩西的律法。
They found some of the rules or laws that they can accomplish to use those as the laws to teach others.
所以他们可以在人的面前夸耀他们自己的义。
So that they can boast themselves.
他们自己偏离了神的律法不说。
Actually, they are away from God's law. And they also taught others to follow them. And those are written in the book of Romans chapter 2. In
the second verse, it says, "Don't kill." You know, Jesus said, "Don't kill."
And here in Matthew chapter 5:21 says, do not murder. This is not pointing to the sixth commandment. While Jesus on earth, he always wants to let the Pharisees understand what is their problem. And they know that not one person that can obey God's law completely. So they lower the standard of the law. So they can boast to others that what they can accomplish. To show their own righteousness.
这就是保罗所说的这些法利赛人，他们追求他们，或者是这些犹太人，他们追求他们自己的义。
And this is what Paul said that those Pharisees they are seeking their own righteousness.
所以他们就没有办法得到神的义。
So they cannot obtain righteousness from God.
我们知道这是出于他们自己的骄傲。
We know that this is their pride.
接下去我们从22节。主耶稣开始看见，让人看见神怎么样把律法放在人的心里面。
And from verse 22, Jesus is trying to help us to understand how God can put the law in our hearts.
他说：“凡向弟兄动怒的。”
And here it says, "Whoever is angry with his brother."
下面有几个小字，它更有意思啊。他说：“无缘无故的向弟兄动怒的。”
And there's a little word here says, "Be angry with brothers without a reason."
这个动怒是什么意思呢？
What is the angry here talking about?
所以他讲不是你在外面把一个人杀掉。
This is not that you actually murder a person.
是在你的心里面已经开始对那个人已经动怒了。
This is happening in your heart. You are angry with him.
不是等到你在外面真正的杀了他，或者是伤害了他的时候，才算是杀人。
This is not saying that you actually murdered that person or hurt that person outwardly.
这个动怒哈，是一个持续的、一个连续的一个动作。
This the word describe the angry here. This is a continuous.Situation that for
you.
And this is in your heart for a while.
弟兄姐妹，你是不是对于某人也是这个样子？
Brothers, sisters, do you have such feelings toward a brother?
对他真的是心里面充满了怀着仇恨。
Do you have those hatred in your heart?
如果是的话，已经犯了律法。
If that's the way that you already commit, you have disobeyed God's law and you already murdered him in your heart. You already, in your heart, you already killed him. You don't want anything to do with him. you don't care about his spiritual life.
其实这种杀人呢,
actually, this kind of murder is worse than the actual murder, physically murder itself. And this actually is deeper.
接着他就讲到两个名词,
and the following, there's a two nouns here.
他就讲到说骂人的,
and there's a swearing.
就如果从我们现在人来讲,就是我们在话语上面,
and this is we call nowadays that we use our words to abuse people.
但在主耶稣来讲,
but in Jesus' eye, that this is also a kind of murder.
什么叫做拉加?
What is
Raka? 那么是一种轻视人的心态。
This is the kind of a word that showed your contempt in your heart toward
him.
And your word just showed that your contempt in your heart. And the original meaning is saying that this person without brain. Or his brain doesn't work very well. I don't know if you have ever sweared people like that. And another word is called fool.
魔力呢,它的意思就是说愚蠢的。
And this is fool.
其实这两个都是轻视对方。
And all these two words, these two words are all looked down on others.
特别是对自己的弟兄姐妹,
especially if you use those words towards your brothers and sisters in the church.
但是呢,我相信我们可以应用在对我们自己的家人,
but I believe that we oftentimes use those words in our family.
我们也可以应用在我们的配偶的身上,
we probably use those in our spouses.
也或者是说应用在我们的朋友的身上,
or use those words toward our friends.
你知道我们基督徒比如说不小心的话,
so you know our Christians, if we're not careful,
我们真的会像这些经学家藐视别人,
we will like those Pharisees, we look down on others.
原来是在我们的心里面,
because it's in our heart.
然后最后是从我们口里面出来,
and through our lips, we show the what's in our heart.
你看在,我们看一下在约翰福音第九章,28-29节,
turn your Bible to John chapter 9,
28节,29节,
verse 28 to 29.
那么在这里呢,有一个瞎子,耶稣医好了他的眼睛,
and here, Jesus healed a blind person.
那你知道这个人,他原来是瞎的,所以他是常常在 做一个乞丐在向人家讨钱,
because this person is blind, so he often begs for money to live.
那本来就已经被人家瞧不起了,
and nobody shows respect to him.
但是当主耶稣医好他之后,这些法利赛人怎么对他呢?
But after Jesus healed his blindness, what are the Pharisees' reaction?
28节他说,他们就骂他说, 你是他的门徒,我们是摩西的门徒。
And here, the verse 28, the Pharisees said, they hurled insults at him and said, you are this fellow's disciple, we are disciples of Moses.
然后我们再看约翰福音第七章四十七节。
And please turn your Bible to chapter 7, verse
47节。那么这些主耶稣,因为他行了很多神迹奇事啊,他在公众场合的时候,这些法利赛人啊,这些,就是从祭司长还有法利赛人那边去抓耶稣过来。
After Jesus performed many, many more miracles, those Pharisees and their Jewish leaders, they sent people trying to seize Jesus. And those people come back to the priests and Pharisees, and they ask them, why didn't you bring Jesus in?
那翻译回答说,
and those people said no one ever spoke the way this man does.
我们看这是细节法利赛人怎么讲啊？他说你们也受了迷惑吗？
And the Pharisees said in verse 47, you mean you have he has deceived you also?
他说官长或是法利赛人岂有信他的呢？
Has any of the rulers or the Pharisees believed in him?
最厉害的是49节。
And verse 49.
他说但这些不明白律法的百姓是被咒诅的。
But this mob that knows nothing of the law, there is a curse on them. You can see from these verses, those leaders and the Jewish people, that they look down on their fellow Jewish people. They don't teach their fellow people that the law from
Moses.
They only gave those people that the law that from Moses that they themselves cannot even do. So they don't understand the law of Moses. So at the last, when we see before Jesus was nailed on the cross,
这些公会,这些法利赛人,这些文士,就几个人,他们在这边就可以煽动上万的人反对耶稣。
And we can see those Pharisees, those Jewish people, and their councils, they deceived all those people, then they stir up all those people against Jesus. And they nailed Jesus on the cross. Jesus rebuked people such them. Jesus is not against the law from Moses. Jesus was trying to help people to understand how the laws from Moses are written in people's hearts. Let us read from verse 23 to 25. Let us read together. 若想起弟兄向你埋怨，就把礼物留在坛前，先去同弟兄和好，然后来献礼物。你同告你的对头还在路上，就赶紧与他和谐，恐怕他把你送给审判官，审判官交付衙役，你就下在监里了。我实在告诉你，若有路人前没有还清，你断不能从那里出来。
这几节经文可以说是前面这一段话，我们怎么把它应用在我们每天的日常生活里面？
The verse from 23 to 26 is actually the practical use of Jesus' teaching from above.
所以我今天的题目是说不可以彼此怀怨。
And today's my preaching title is we should not have anything against each other.
不可以动怒。
We shouldn't be get angry with one another.
我们怎么样能够把它应用在我们的生活当中？
How we use the practice this in our daily life?
怎么应用在我们的跟弟兄姐妹相处当中？
How can we use this in our relationship with our brothers and sisters daily?
那么主耶稣在这里讲，他说，你在祭坛上献礼物的时候。
Here Jesus said, if you are offering your gift at the altar,
所以你如果向人怀怒,
if you remember that you have anger against one another,
不管是什么原因,
no matter what reason,
你第一个得罪的是神,
first, you have sinned against God.
你破坏了你跟神之间的交流,
you have damaged the communion between God and you.
因为你犯罪了，得罪了别人。
Because you have sinned against others.
同时你也得罪了神。
At the same time, you also sinned against God.
破坏了你和神之间的交流。
You damage the communion between God and you.
其实这是很严重的事情。
This is very serious.
因为主耶稣在这里讲到说，当你在祭坛上献礼物的时候。
Because Jesus said here, when you offer your gift at the altar.
那么如果你想起来有人向你怀怨。
If you remember this, you have something against somebody, brother against you.
是因为你自己做事得罪了他。
Because you have done something offended him.
那么你就要把礼物留在坛前，然后先去与他和好，然后才来献礼物。
You need to leave your gift at the altar and go and be reconciled with that brother. Then come back to offer your gift.
不但影响你跟那个人的关系。
Not only this affects you and the relationship with others, also affects you and the relationship between you and God.
因为也影响教会的敬拜。
And also this will affect our worship at church.
你知道，神拣选了我们，使我们成为他的身体。
You know, God has chosen us so that we can become bodies of Christ.
我们是彼此互相为肢体。
We are the part in one body.
所以如果我们对人有怀怨的事情，
If we have anything against each other,
你知道影响我们的敬拜。
This will affect our worship.
所以你来到这边之后，你不会满足的。
If you come to worship like this, you will not be satisfied.
因为你们的敬拜，或者是说你们的敬拜，神不会悦纳的。
Because God will not please and accept your worship.
所以如果你有向任何人怀怨。
If you have anything against one another,
特别是在这个教会里面,
especially in this church,
你必须要跟神，先要跟他解决这个事情。
You must go to God and to reconcile.
神才会祝福你们的敬拜。
So that God will bless your worship.
这话不是只是对你们MMCC讲。
This is not only to your church, MMCC. This is the same, the teaching to every church.
第二件事情，他说你要停下来，然后趁着他还在路上，就赶紧与他和稀。
And another teaching here is settle the matters quickly.
你英文翻译的很好哈，就是你要赶快的去把它弄清楚。
And the English translation here is very good, that you do this quickly. Do not delay. Do not let this thing unsettled. You need to settle this quickly.
第三个，他让我们看见，他说恐怕他把你送给审判官，审判官交付衙役，你就下在监里了。
Otherwise, your adversary might give you to the judge, and the judge might give you, hand you over to the officer, and you might be thrown into prison.
这个地方我们真的是看，你就很简单的，你就会看见，你就会受苦。
And here, obviously, you can see that you will suffer.
因为在马太福音18章那边讲到这个衙役，那个衙役是叫你受苦的。
And in Matthew chapter 18, and there it describes this this guard, this officer will make you suffer. And he will throw you into prison. And you will lose freedom. And you will have no freedom at all. Because you are controlled by this matter. But Jesus released us so that we can have freedom. So that we can come to Him freely to worship Him. We don't have any burdens, any struggles in our hearts. But if you hold something against one another in your heart,
你不但敬拜没有自由。
Not only you don't have the freedom to worship.
你被这件事情所抓住了。
And you are seized by this.
你没有办法自由。
And you don't have freedom.
最后在二十六节，主耶稣他说：“我实在告诉你啊，这是主耶稣讲话最有名的，就是说，哎，我实在告诉你，就是说，告诉你说，这是很重要的一件事情。”
And verse 26, this is a very famous saying that Jesus often says, "Truly I tell you."
他说：“若有一文钱没有还清，你断不能从那里出来。”
You will not get out of the prison until you have paid the last penny.
没有错，主耶稣已经替我们还了债了。
Jesus already paid all our penalties.
我们要从主耶稣为我们所成就的事情，我们来看怀怨的事情。
We need to look at this holding against one another through what Jesus has done for us.
主耶稣已经替你还清了债。
Jesus already paid all our debts.
你为什么还要再回去欠债呢？
Why you go back and to own people anything? Don't do that.
我不知道我们中间有没有人真的是像有人向你怀怨，如果照着圣经上讲。
I don't know if any of you that you have some brother or sister hold against anything against you.
或者是说你有什么事情向别人怀怨，因为那些人得罪了你。
Or somebody offended you, you hold against another person.
不管是什么时候。
No matter when that happens.
因为这些事情是一直抓住你的。
But those things are encaptured you continually.
如果你不照着主耶稣所说的。
If you don't do like Jesus has taught.
你把它解决掉。
If you don't settle this matter.
你原谅他。
You forgive this person,
或者是请他原谅,
or ask his forgiveness.
这个事情会一直跟着你。
This thing against you that will follow you forever.
你就会失去了主耶稣给你的自由。
You will lose the peace and freedom from Jesus.
你也没有办法很自由的跟神敬拜。
You cannot worship God freely.
一定要把它解决掉。
You need to settle the matter quickly.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
哎，我们的主，我们满心的感谢你。
The Lord Jesus Christ who loves us, we thank you.
你让我们省察我们自己。
Lord, help us to examine ourselves.
为什么我们没有自由？
Why we don't have freedom?
为什么我来到这里敬拜不满足？
Why every time we come to worship without any satisfaction?
是不是我向人怀怨?
Is there any grudge I hold against one another?
是不是有人向我怀怨?
Or any other people hold anything against me?
我们愿意来到你面前求你原谅我们。
Lord, we want to come before you and ask your forgiveness.
我们也要与人和好。
Lord, help us to be reconciled.With others.
让我们的敬拜，让我们的侍奉，让我们的生活都讨你的喜悦。
So that our worship, our service, and our life will be pleasing to you.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
感谢你的话。
We thank you for your word.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.